Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Major here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Can I ask you a scheduling question right from the get-go? Because
Go right ahead, please.
It will affect my question near the end. I am not on next Friday. I've offered to work, and my boss has said, nope, just take it off, right? So I would love to chat with you Wednesday. I don't know if you're available. And the reason why I ask, if you're not available Wednesday, then we'll need to talk Thanksgiving today. If you're available next Wednesday, in fact, we could do the whole conversation next week on Thanksgiving and not talk any politics. Do you have any idea what your schedule looks like next Wednesday?
You're not in it.
Wow. I mean, that was fast. I mean, I have feelings. I mean, that was a great, quick line. A line I've heard from a lot of women over the years, too, by the way. You're not in it. Oh, my God. Lindsay, can you pick me up off the ground over here? Woo!
I'm sure you have other friends, right?
Woo! Okay. Lindsay, can you get Chuck Todd on the line for us right here? No, that's a very good line. Very good line. Okay, so we'll get to Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
Very good. Matt Gaetz is out. Why?
Come on. Oh, please. Anyone can see this. Anyone can see this. Matt Gaetz had an acute political problem. What was it? Dependency of the public release of the Ethics Committee report into his activities as a congressman, which might not have been prosecutable from the Department of Justice's point of view or federal or Florida authorities' point of view, but would be injurious to any future political aspirations he might have. Checking notes, governor of Florida. So he's on the plane with President-elect Trump. They discuss this acute political problem. Trump decides to nominate him attorney general. He resigns immediately from Congress. The Ethics Committee is tied into partisan knots over whether to release this. The AG nomination goes exactly where anyone would have seen it was going, right into the toilet. No Republican senators, well, at least 10, we're not going to vote for him under any circumstances. But he lasts just long enough to make it clear that a deadlocked Ethics Committee was never going to release this ethics report. Then he withdraws. Report remains buried, and Matt Gaetz's political aspirations for the future remain intact.
Okay, so do you believe Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump laid out that plan? Trump knew this was going to fail, but he was doing this favor for Gaetz that you just laid out.
Knew it was going to fail? 100% knew? No. 95% knew? Yeah.
He's not coming back to Congress because the ethics report would loom again, and it would be telling and concerning and troubling. How visible do you think he's going to be in the next year or two?
Modestly.
Yep.
Modestly. He will monetize his mini martyrdom in this process, as everyone in the Trump orbit tends to do. But he'll be visible, but he's going to lay the foundation for a political future, one that will, because so much else will be memory hold 6 months from now, no one or very few people will remember this, and the allegations will not have the permanency of a official ethics committee report like they do for George Santos. So Matt Gaetz maintains his political viability.
Now we move to Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, the president-elect selected yesterday. She's an absolute loyalist. She went along with the lie about the election in 2020. She represented him in impeachment one. She has been very loyal to him. I made this point yesterday when the Gaetz situation was unraveling, when Donald Trump said, when Jeff Sessions was recusing himself from the Mueller investigation, when Donald Trump said, "Where is my Roy Cohn?" You know, his friend, his ally. So is Pam Bondi going to be Donald Trump's Roy Cohn?
Probably not, because there are very few people who have the tenacity and the sort of amoral flexibility of Roy Cohn to represent someone like Trump. And for people who are curious about this, I highly recommend the movie The Apprentice, which really explores this particular part of Donald Trump's life, his early relationship with Roy Cohn. I had the director on The Takeout a couple of weeks ago. It's not a great film. It's not the greatest film ever. It's not even a great Trump film, but it is a fascinating study of this particular relationship, how it evolved, how it began, how it ended. And that says a lot about who Donald Trump was and probably still is. But Pam Bondi is definitely a loyalist. She was on the short list to be considered when Trump selected Bill Barr to be his attorney general after he soured on Jeff Sessions. Of course, he soured on Bill Barr. He very well may sour on Pam Bondi. I can tell you this. Trump knows he needs to have more women appointed to cabinet positions. He knows that Tulsi Gabbard is very much in jeopardy to be confirmed to lead the director of, or to become the director of national intelligence. So he wants a woman if Tulsi Gabbard's nomination isn't confirmed. And Pam Bondi is definitely within the loyalist ranks. And I will tell you, Senate Republicans are more than happy to seriously consider and probably approve her nomination, because they were fearful they were going to get stuck with somebody like Ken Paxton, the attorney general of the state of Texas, who brings his own personal and ethical baggage and would have had he been nominated. So I think Pam Bondi's path is pretty well clear.
One other note on The Apprentice, too. One of the greatest actors on the planet right now, Jeremy Strong, is who plays Roy Cohn. And I have not had a chance to see it, but from friends who have watched
it. I recommend it. I really do.
Okay, I will. Okay, let's go through the list then. Hegseth, RFK Jr., Linda McMahon, Tulsi Gabbard. If you had to say another one is going to fall, did you just tip it off? Is it Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah, Tulsi. It's, of those four, it would be Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. And then followed by Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth has one more disclosure. If there's anything else, if there's one more skeleton in the closet or one more shoe to drop, and I'm not saying there is, then he would be in real jeopardy. He sort of muscled his way through this episode, which has a lot of different conflicting characteristics to it, the Monterey police investigation into what was reported to be a potential sexual assault in 2017. Lots of Senate Republicans I've talked to are not really sold on his management capabilities, which are basically non-existent. But they're sort of like, well, if everyone runs circles around him at the Pentagon, then that gives us more control here on the Hill. So maybe it's not such a bad thing. I know that sounds cynical, but that's a big part of politics. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think will get. I think it'll be one of the most watchable and watched confirmation hearings of all. And I think there's going to be fascinating and cross-partisan alliances and questioning of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But my only read on that is he'll probably get confirmed. And then Linda McMahon, because they want to get rid of the Department of Education.
What a job to get, by the way.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're coming in to get rid of something. Okay, so let's go to Gabbard quick because I want to get to multiple things here. Gabbard, obviously, one time was a Democrat. She's obviously offered up some just inflammatory comments about Assad and Putin. She also offered up some inflammatory comments towards Trump not that long ago. So will her bigger concern be Democrats or Republicans?
It's going to be both. And she has a kind of low-level MAGA following, but it's nowhere near Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Elon Musk. She's kind of a MAGA groupie, and the MAGA world likes her because she's, like you said, a former Democrat. They hear
she
that
saw the light, supposedly,
wars,
you know, right?
You know, that she's against wars, and she's more of an isolationist libertarian type. But that she's been all over the map, all over the map. And I think not only because she's been all over the map, remember, she ran against she ran for the Democratic nomination and ran to the left of Kamala Harris.
Yes.
By the way,
4 years ago.
So I think she has lots of problems, both politics and policy. She's by far the most vulnerable of those whose names, once they were disclosed, raised eyebrows.
Yesterday, Russia launched a new nuclear capable intermediate range ballistic missile missile at Ukraine on Thursday. Where are we headed?
So, I don't know. No one knows. But the people I've talked to and the experts I've talked to believe we're heading this way, which is both sides, and this is a very dangerous game, both sides are increasing the lethality and the escalatory nature of the weapons involved. Biden administration has allowed ATACMS to be shot into Russia and anti-personnel mines. So Russia has this new missile with long range and nuclear capable warheads if it so decides. Both sides are posturing and positioning for what they expect will be a very strong push by President Trump once he's in office to settle this once and for all. So both sides are trying to elevate each other's relative power against one another if in fact they are nudged or strongly forced by the U.S. to negotiate peace or a settlement. What does that settlement look like? What's the bottom line? The Ukrainians are trying to figure that out, as are the Russians. What will Trump accept? I think Trump will accept basically anything that ends this and lets him say, I am a peacemaker, even if it makes Ukraine a virtual vassal state on the border of Russia, disempowered and fearful forever, which is the worst of all possible outcomes, short of total domination, territorial and otherwise.
I now become the czar of your Thanksgiving meal, and I force you to remove a traditional Thanksgiving food. Why am I correct when I say turkey is removed? Because it's dull, dry, and nondescript, and ham and roast and steak is a better option every single time.
And I would throw in lamb. Lamb shank.
Yeah, lamb. Yes, absolutely. Lamb. Pork chops. Yeah, I mean, turkey, not that good. Are you with me? Speak, brother. Come on.
Yes. Yes, I am. I mean, it's traditional, but it's not all that great. It really isn't.
No.
The best part of Thanksgiving is everything else around the turkey.
Correct.
Which may or may not include relatives.
Yeah, like an ideal Major Garrett Thanksgiving. Do you have a lot of cousins there, a lot of uncles there, or do you have just the inner family? Do you have Pam Bondi? Do you have Matt Gaetz? Who's at the ideal Major Garrett dinner or lunch, whenever you eat?
So I have a very small extended family. My parents are both deceased. All of their relatives, meaning brothers and sisters, they're all deceased. Not a lot of other children in the larger Garrett family. So my Thanksgivings are very small. And this particular one won't even be on Thanksgiving. I'll be flying back to Washington, D.C. from Southern California on Thanksgiving Day.
Ooh.
'Cause I have to return to Washington because I'm doing Face the Nation for Margaret Brennan the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Nice. Excellent.
So it'll just be my wife and my mother-in-law for Thanksgiving. And I'll spend Friday with my children, who are all coming back to D.C. from New York. So I'll see them. But typically my Thanksgivings are very small because my extended family is very small.
And you've told me off air you don't care for your mother-in-law at all. Is that okay if I mention that on air? Is that fine? I mean, she just talks and talks and talks. Oh, wait. Lindsay, apparently I wasn't supposed to say that.
It was an inner thought, Chad.
God, I'm sorry. No.
Pauline knows where I stand. Pauline knows where I stand. Four square for her in every regard.
I have Pauline's number right here. I'll be calling her during the 1 o'clock hour. All right, sir. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving, and we won't talk. I'll call you repeatedly on Wednesday just to have you not answer the phone.
You go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. The fantastic Major Garrett here on CCO.